words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. Amen. When I was in the Holy Land last year, and Libby and Hillary are probably about to take off in a few minutes on their trip to the Holy Land, but when I was there, I saw several models of King Solomon's temple in Jerusalem. It must have been an awesome sight for pilgrims from small towns and fishing villages. The huge columns, a golden dome glowing in the sun and seen by travelers for miles away as they approached Jerusalem. In the time of Jesus, the broad plazas were filled with noisy crowds who had come to make offerings of lambs and pigeons. Men and women sat on the ground begging for alms, while others rocked back and forth, reciting prayers dating to the days of Abraham and Sarah. It was a place of hundreds of sights, sounds, and aromas. Certainly an astonishing experience for these provincial Galilean disciples of Jesus. I just can imagine them walking about, wide-eyed, amazed, and thrilled. When I place myself in that scene, I recall an important truth of Buddhism. Nothing is permanent. Everyone and everything changes. Certainly outwardly, we may appear to be the same day by day, but in fact, our bodies are in a constant state of change. We know the universe is also in continual motion. And I suspect our emotional and spiritual state also changes frequently and obviously. Now, change occurs within seconds or gradually. And while all of this may feel constant or even permanent, in reality, it is all transitory. Problems, illnesses, even grief, change over time. Recently, Libby pointed out the discomfort of waiting for changes, and that God's time and our perception of the passage of time is quite different. A night spent in physical and emotional pain may seem endless, but the psalmist reminds us joy comes in the morning. Certainly our environment of the internet, of the 24-hour news cycle, changing global geography, and internet travel that takes place over just a few hours can create a sense of disorientation and disconnect. Sorting through all these shifting realities, there is one glowing, reassuring, solid reality: Jesus. Jesus is permanent, dependable, unchanging, and predictable. Now, these are not simply nice preaching phrases. The theology, the truth, that Jesus was and is rock solid yesterday, today, and tomorrow is of enormous importance to us in our daily lives. It is what makes it possible for us to get through the inevitable hardships of life. However, there is more here than simply the emotional reassurance that Jesus shares our pain. There is the very real, practical grace of Jesus. We know that Jesus does not fix things or undo situations, but Jesus does send us the tools and the people we need to get through the tough times with grace, humor, resiliency, and gratitude. We know a merciful Jesus will not only forgive us our sins, but also gives us the honesty, the strength, and the courage to move past our weaknesses. And how wonderful to know that the Jesus who participated in the festivities at Cana is present in our joy and celebrations. The Jesus who quietly went off by himself to pray is with us as we bask in the beauty of the fall colors, or when we are sailing on the bay at dawn. Jesus is unchanging, yet is with us in all aspects of our daily lives. I especially love the consistency of Jesus in the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. In a few minutes, we will hear the words and the promise of that holy night in the upper room. It's nice to keep in mind as well that throughout countless centuries, followers of Christ have heard these same words and received the same sacrament. Today, around the world, in hundreds of different languages, priests are reciting the prayers of consecration, and Christians are receiving the body and blood of Christ. We get new jobs and new homes. People pass out of our lives. The tides ebb and flow. We see the moon in all of its cycles. But throughout all of these changes, Jesus is the one irrefutable constant in our lives. In his letter to the Romans, Paul proclaimed, "Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present or the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus."